All right, I got some requests for this one. Melania Trump. Let's just take a look. The underlying skull and bones. Let's see what it reveals. What I see there is a very large skull, very wide, and prominent brow ridges. Hair covering up half the face, and tons of makeup, right? Tons of makeup. Very strange-looking eyes, cat-like eyes in a way. So indicating to me that there's been some work done on those eyes, right, to make them more narrow or something. Very strange-looking skull. Nose job, make the nose smaller, but the underlying skull, the bones, they remain. Hair in the face. Look at the tranny face there in the middle with the fake breasts. Narrow hips there, wide shoulders, right? Broad shoulders in the middle there on the left as well. That's a man ass. Nose is too small for that face, right, for that skull. Just look at the makeup caked on. And you can see the skin underneath is not really very soft. Right? It's had some work done on the hips to widen the hips because those shoulders are pretty wide. And it's just as tall as Trump. I think this person is 6 feet tall. All right? And they're on the left as a young boy. Feminized face. You can do that. Yeah. You can see there's been quite a bit of airbrushing on the right side as well, right? But, you know, I mean, that's just a fake photo. This face has changed, man, a lot. You know, look at the brow ridge on the left. You know, it's a dude with long hair and makeup. You know, look at that skin, man. It's rough. Rough and ready. Oh, the brow ridge, right? You can kind of see the bridge of the nose there sticking out. Now, this photo is kind of interesting with Baron and the Melania. The legs are moving the same exact way. I guess maybe it's just a coincidence. They have the same bodies, though, right? So you got this boy and the girl, right? And they have the same body doing the same pose. You got the broad shoulders, the big old hair, right? Big skull. Look at the brow ridge again there, right? The big old skull, man. You know, now at first glance, you might not notice because it's just covered up by makeup. And there's a couple of trannies there, the one in France, right? I mean, that one's not even passable. It's just a transvestite with a wig on, you know. And Melania there with the fake hips underneath the dress, right? The padding or whatever it was. The dress has hips, but the body does not. Oh, yeah, the cat-like eyes. Prominent cheekbones, which is a male feature. And they kind of play that up with the makeup and stuff to try to make it look into, like a sexy woman or something. You know, I know a lot of guys who think Melania is kind of this hot babe, you know, and it's a freaky looking, man. It's got that alien look, right? I mean, is that a hot babe, man? That's scary to me. That looks like an alien from a Star Trek movie or something, you know. And we know that there are no aliens from other planets, so what are the options, you know? It doesn't look human. If it's not human and it's not alien, it kind of leaves us with demon, doesn't it? You know? Or are they fallen angels? There's Mr. Gaga. It's just growing into a strong young man at this point in the game. Yeah, there's a very masculine skull, right? Underneath the paint job, okay? It's painted. That face is painted. So you got to remove the hair and the paint. And what do you end up with? You end up with a male skull. Shoulders, 3 head widths there, easily. Now, this is not a politically motivated video. This is more motivated, you know, just as a human being to warn people things are not what they appear, especially when you're dealing with these mass media elite androgynes, the androgynous elite. The freaks and the elite freaks. Oh, and there's Ivanka looking very sad, a sad young man, another 6-footer. With the big old fake breasts and a thick neck. Paint job Melania. The wide bony shoulders. But you look at those big old massive shoulders, man. Look at those massive shoulders. Wide, thick, square skull. The jaw. You can almost see a bit of an Adam's apple. Not quite. Maybe they shaved that thing off. This person always looks like it's going to the bathroom. It's probably had a bit of work done to the hips. You know, Brazilian butt lift, fat injections, but who knows? It could just be padding. Doesn't look very natural. Broad shoulders. I mean, is this the new Stephen King movie? Or look at that nose. Something Something's not working out quite right on the nose there. The mask is falling off. Whoa, there's the shoulders there. There it is. It's got the shoulders. The dress, hey, very feminine dress. I'll give it that. And nice fake breast there. Big old hair. Well done for the most part. A lot of feminine qualities there, except for those shoulders. Hand on the hips. The bones are male underneath the disguise. Oh, and the fingers. Fingers got male digit ratio. Big old man hand there. And big old sunglasses, right? It likes these huge sunglasses to cover up the face again. There's the full body shot of the flag photo. Yeah, those hips are not looking that wide there, huh? Shoulder to hip ratio. Not in favor of this thing being a female there. Neither is the brow ridge or anything like that. I think if you think about it, we all kind of know this is a tranny, but I'm just trying to, you know, zero in on a few features here. And subjectively, I know it's a tranny, but how do we prove it objectively? And underneath those sunglasses, the broad shoulders and the three head widths. And that can opener jaw. It's a shark jaw, man. There's a bit of a trachea going on there. Donald's in a bit of pain, I think. They may have just had a session. The devil in the blue dress, you know, underneath the disguise. Now the hips just got wider again with that dress, right? You know, it's got that the kind of the really tight waist, and then the hips go out. And then broad shoulder. Look at those shoulders, man. They got to extend the hips with those broad shoulders like that. Lean muscle mass there, right? Waxed male legs. Boy, just a frightening piece of work. Oh, there's a cool pose. Yeah, looking pretty cool. Looking like a dude. That looks like a dude to me. Brow ridges there. So do the fallen angels come to the earth as men, and then they just, you know, become trannies, and they take the position of first lady so they can control the president, you know? That's just a theory. I don't know if that's true. Couple of six-footers, the Trump tranny sandwich, as we've seen many times. Some other examples here of first trannies. Now, that guy's got a very feminine face. I'm not sure what's going on with the dude there, but look at the ripped woman on the left. And there it is on the right. Tranny on the right. Tranny body there. Okay, that's a man's body. More than him, all right? Who's got the child-bearing hips there? You know, for some reason, the man does. Everything's very strange with these people, okay? Adam's apple, all right? Adam's apple. Who's the man? Who's the woman? We got ourselves a trans couple. And there's another six-footer, Michelle Obama. Another six-footer in the White House. And the daughter, a six-footer, too, was a six-footer. So what are the odds? You got 2 6-foot first ladies and 2 6-foot daughters. I mean, what are the odds? Back to back, man. And there's one of his ex-wives, Marla Maples, with the male hips, the Adonis belt there on the sides. Male hips, wide shoulders, body of a man. And there's Ivana with the Adam's apple, doing the sign of the Baphomet. Ivanka with the broad shoulders. And the mother with the Adam's apple again. And Ivanka is looking pretty tracheal as well. I mean, it almost looks like he's afraid of the Pope, you know? But you can see the big old skull. You can see the evidence of lots of surgery. The brow ridge remains there on Ivanka, right? Another six-footer. Look at the face of the First Lady there on the right, man. Look at how masculine that is. Look at the wide chin and the jaw. Now, it's the deception is the nose. The nose is small, right? It's got those cheekbones. Those are male cheekbones on a male skull, right? And then they did some stuff to the eyes, so it almost looks like it's squinting all the time, you know? It's got that thing covering up half the head there. And then the Pope kind of hovering in the middle there, you know, kind of. Very interesting, man. What's going on? What did they do in the basement of the Vatican? Some strange things going on down there, dressed in black. What kind of ritual did they just perform? Who are these people? What are these people? That's the question. Are they human? You know, there's something going on with the tranny thing, man. Trannies are kind of like a portal to the demonic world. They channel the demons. They're inhabited by demons, and they may very well, some of them may actually be fallen angels. And They shapeshift once, and that's what they look like. And they're men, so they become a tranny.